The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The South Carolina Senate will start debating today a near-total abortion ban proposal that now will not include exceptions should the pregnancy be a result of a crime. Abortion exceptions for rape and incest up until around 12 weeks of pregnancy were removed by a 7-3 vote of the Republican Majority Senate Medical Affairs Committee yesterday. This bill, House Bill 5399, is the bill that was passed by the South Carolina House last week. In the end, they did add the exceptions back in. The Senate has now removed the exceptions to go to the full Senate, where they will start today. On our guest line, Senator Josh Kimbrell. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, good morning, Joey. I'm getting caffeinated down here, ready to go.
Well, you're going to need some of that caffeine for sure. So you guys will start debate the full Senate today on House Bill 5399, which was sent over to you guys yesterday. Senate Medical Affairs, as I mentioned, took the exceptions out of the bill that the House sent you guys. Talk with us about that process, and what do you expect today?
Well, Joey, that's going to be the linchpin. That's been the linchpin of the entire debate thus far in the House, and it will be in the Senate. And what are the exceptions? The medical. So this is where the committee process comes into play in both chambers, right? So if you look at the House had a bill that went to the floor with no exceptions, but then the House had to add back those exceptions to be able to get it passed by the entire body. Now in the Senate, the Medical Affairs Committee, which is the committee of jurisdiction, once the bill came from the House because of the code section it affects, committee jurisdiction was the Medical Affairs Committee, and they chose to take the exceptions back out. Now, look, exceptions are a very touchy topic for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm of the opinion that every life matters, but I also understand that there are extenuating circumstances that some folks want to look at. We cannot allow the debate over exceptions to ultimately kill the chance we have to move forward in a pro-life direction in this state. So what I think you're going to see today, And if not today, certainly by tomorrow, is a discussion around those exceptions. Again, I mean, I'm not saying this is what I want. I'm just telling you the reality. I don't see a bill coming out of the Senate without some form of rape or incest exception. So the question then becomes, what are those of us that are pro-life, what do we do to make sure that those exceptions are very narrowly tailored? Because what unfortunately has happened in the past, and the reason this is actually a debate, because I know a lot of people say, well, gosh, Senator, how is it even a debate that if somebody's raped, that y'all are gonna talk about this? Well, here's why it's a debate. Because historically, we've included rape and incest exceptions in there that are pretty open-ended, right? That you don't have to really report that there was a crime committed,
right?
That an abortion doctor just says, hey, this lady was raped, and nobody asks any questions. Then that suddenly, the number of rapes reported at abortion clinics quadruples because that's just the loophole. So what we're gonna have to, the problem we're gonna have to solve, and what I intend to solve, is, okay, we're willing to have a conversation about folks that are the victim of a crime. Well, let's narrowly tailor that exception enough to where it's not used as a loophole just for birth control abortions, which has happened historically.
Yeah. So how could that happen? What kind of reporting do you envision if, in fact, the exceptions are not in the bill?
Well, look, I intend if the exceptions are added back, it's the only way there's going to be reporting, so we'd have to do it concurrently. And what I would suggest, because, I mean, I already know which senator is going to offer the exceptions. Like, it's not theoretical this is going to happen. There will be an argument today about exceptions. So what I intend to do is say, fine, if you want to have this conversation, let's have a police report before you can go to the abortion clinic, right? So, or to a doctor to have an abortion. That's reasonable in my view. If we're going to have an exception, if you're going to say it's because somebody's a victim of a crime, I hear you. Let's make sure that we're actually reporting that crime, because here's the reality. If somebody's a rapist, we need to prosecute the rapist, and we need to know what happened. And so I intend to offer an amendment to the amendment, if you will, that says we're going to have a police report requirement. And I don't want the exception to go beyond like 6 to 10 weeks. You know, right now, under current state law, the laws we passed historically with the loophole, as I mentioned, the people abuse that rape and incest exception. what has happened many times, Joey, is that people will, they'll let those exceptions go to 20 weeks. Well, 20 weeks, you're well into the second trimester. You got a fully developed child in the womb at that point. And I'm not okay with an exception that late in the game. So if we're going to have an exception, okay, I can have that debate. But let's make it about 6 to 7 weeks or somewhere in that heartbeat range where we know that a child has a beating heart. Within 6 to 7 weeks, the person knows whether or not they were a victim of a crime. Obviously, I say that facetiously. They know
yes.
that. And so you're going to go to the police at that point anyways, and then you deal with that discussion at that time. But there's zero reason why we would allow a rape or incest exception to go 20 weeks, 22 weeks into the second or third trimester where we're getting dangerously close to partial birth abortion territory, at least fully developed child territory. And I think that's repugnant. So that's going to be – those are the fault lines. That will be where the debate is. I expect that's going to take up most of our time on the floor. And frankly, right now you have two very polar opposites on this debate. You've got some folks that say, well, gosh, if there are any exceptions, I'm not voting for this bill. You know, in other words, they're pro-life. But they'll say, I'm so pro-life, I'm not going to compromise at all. Well, that might be that's probably a mistake because instead of eliminating 90% of abortions, manger, you'd say, I'm not voting for anything. I think that's short-sighted. On yeah. the flip side, you got the Democrats that are so dug in that they want abortion to the day that the child is literally born. I mean, I've got folks down here telling me that it's such an absolute right to an abortion that you should be able to basically go to the delivery room and decide whether you're going to kill the child then or take it home. I mean, that's insane. But right. that's how dug in we are, and that's where this debate's going to be. But I believe by the end of the week, at least if I have anything to do with it, by the end of the week, abortion for purposes of birth control in South Carolina will be ended for good.
Yeah. And do you expect that you guys, what limits do you have on the session here? Do you expect that you will be able to wrap this up this week?
Well, there's no limits. I mean, if we could stay here until the second coming, I guess, if we wanted to, theoretically. I mean, technically, the session adjourns in November. We're not going to be at the then.
Yeah.
So you're either going to have a decision or not by then. We're not. I personally believe that the handwriting's kind of on the wall. I have a really good idea where I think this thing's going to land. And I think I know where those votes are. And if what I believe is true, I think it'll wrap up Friday. Maybe it might carry into next week, but I really think we could be done on Friday.
Yeah.
This is going to be a few long days. It's not going to be that we're here for 2 hours having a nice chat, go grab some lunch and vote. No. This is going to be a knockdown, drag-out
yeah.
fight. But
yeah.
I think ultimately we'll pass 53-99, hopefully by the weekend.
Yeah. I mean, we've kind of seen this happen before. We've watched this movie before. The medical affairs removes the exceptions. The full Senate adds them back in. Are you thinking that's what's going to happen this time again?
Yeah. No, I think that's – yes, I believe that's what's going to – yeah, absolutely. Look, and again, when I say this, this is the fun thing about this debate, Joey, is that you get – I don't think anybody – who looks at my record in Columbia would say, gosh, that Kimbrel guy, he's a moderate. I'm very much the conservative, loud guy in the Senate. And on pro-life, I'm very pro-life. I want this bill. I want to eliminate using abortion as a tool for birth control. I mean, I'm 100% on board with getting this done. But I do recognize reality. And the rules of the Senate are such, you've got to have 26 votes. There's 30 Republicans. Okay, we have 30 Republican members. To shut down debate, to get cloture, to get a vote on the bill, you got to have 26 out of 30 of those Republicans agree to do that. Now, it's real hard to get 26 out of 30 people to do anything in a legislative
yeah.
body.
Right.
And so that's where the issue is. I mean, if I felt like we had the debate, you know, the votes, then this may be a different discussion. I think that what's going to happen is there will be exceptions offered. I think they're going to be very broad when they get offered. And I think what folks like I'm going to do then is say, okay, I recognize the math. We probably don't have the votes to pass this bill as the Medical Affairs Committee's reported it out. Let me rephrase. It's not that I don't think we have the votes. We don't have the votes to do
yeah.
that. But what we can do is take those exceptions that are very broad, make them very narrow, and say with a police report 5 or 6 weeks in, we can have an exception. But 99.9% of abortions that happen for birth control reasons are over. That is my goal. I think that will happen. I just think it's going to take some weeping and wailing and a little bit of gnashing of teeth to get there.
Yeah, people want to be heard. They want their voices heard, and so that's part of the legislative process. One final quick question for you: let's suppose that the exceptions are not put back in, and you guys pass a version without the exceptions. Then that means that there's a conference committee between the Senate and the House to kind of iron these differences out. Is that correct?
Well, it would go back to the House first to see if they would vote to concur. So if that happened, it would go to the House. I don't think the House will concur, at which point, yes, there would be a conference committee between the two. Yeah, at that point,
Okay, very good. Be safe. We'll be looking forward to getting some updates from you over the next few days and, you know, in how this ends up. And we appreciate what you do.
I'll keep you in the loop, Joey. Thanks for all you do on the radio.
Sure thing.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.